Attorneys for Delta County and the operators of a Palo Mesa hen house say the two-year-long battle over the facility's fate isn't over yet. That's despite a ruling that Western Slope Layers would have to cease and desist operations immediately, handed down by a judge last week. The judge, J. Stephen Patrick, ruled last week that the county had failed to provide enough evidence to counter claims by residents that the facility was posing serious health risks to nearby people and animals. Delta County Attorney Christine Knight says she was surprised by the ruling.
I thought that we had made a very good case, and in fact, the judge found most of the points in our favor, but just found it on a very narrow ruling regarding the health issue of the neighbors, and yes, I was very surprised.
On most of the charges, the judge did indeed side with the county and the Hostetler family, the operators of Western Slope Layers, in particular saying there was enough evidence to show property values had not been impacted by the operation, one of the claims of the plaintiffs. Karen Bud Phelan, attorney for the Hostetlers, says she was also surprised at the ruling. She says the defense was caught off guard when the main issue of health effects on neighbors was unexpectedly brought up at a hearing before county commissioners.
At that hearing, the county commissioners were charged with looking at four distinct issues. The plaintiffs all came and they presented their evidence regarding those issues, and then they added this additional information which they submitted to the county that had not been anticipated. So there was never any specific opportunity to rebut the evidence.
Bud Phelan says the Hostetlers plan to appeal the decision. In the meantime, the county has ordered Western Slope Layers to cease and desist all egg-laying operations. But Bud Phelan says she's not sure exactly what that entails.
We don't know whether that means that we have to take all those chickens and move them somewhere else, or what that means and what the county wants us to do, so we are waiting for that clarification from the county.
A few weeks could pass before the judge rules on the appeal. In the meantime, Bud Phelan says her clients are in it for the long haul.
Not over, and the case is not going away.
For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.